Dear Claire, this is indeed a pleasure, although today is tinged with sadness. I don't believe we've met in person, but you've certainly kept me company during frequent travels around the world. Your reassuring voice has given Philip and I the greatest of pleasure. With your superb diction and marvellous grammar, I've always felt the Queen's English to be quite safe in your hands. My royal consorts have informed me that we share a passion not only for pearl earrings and beautiful gardens, but also making sure that women are not only seen, but more importantly heard too. And so it is with much regret that the palace has learnt that Newsar is losing its very own jewel in the crown, and my diamond jubilee year will, I'm afraid, be all the poorer for it. I was quite taken aback when I received news of your imminent departure, and as I said to Philip, one has to admire Claire. After all, knowing when it's time to move on really is rather a tricky business. It was then that dear Philip broke off from the racing tips, gave one of his little snorts, and said, "That's a bit rich coming from you, old girl," which was rather horrid of him, I thought. But I digress. The point is, our lunch times and evenings simply won't be the same without you, Claire. I know that NewsHour has a healthy commonwealth of presenters, and I will, of course, remain a loyal listener, but for me, there will always be something missing.